Holding in Hey Adal Siman Samaches Halacha Ches, and we're going to Samaches Halacha Aleph. We're discussing when a person is traveling. So the Kitzur teaches us it's important to take with you what's called a Talis Gadol, not just rely on Talis Katan. And the reason why is because the Talis Katan is questionable whether a person really fulfills a mitzvah. Doesn't always have the right proper size. When a person is traveling, at least for Shema Yisrael and Boshem Kol Machusel in a way, he should stop and not travel, meaning not walk, not travel, even if you're in the car. So the Kitzur says, interesting, that if a person's roicha v'yeshev ha'agol, it's mutter. If a person himself is driving, that already becomes even more questionable. And also the Mishaber himself says that really you should wait when you stop to say at least v'atas Hashem v'chol 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 v'yud 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 v'yud. Then, sometimes a person is walking to shul because he's running late. All these different situations, you should stop at least until Alvecho, according to Kiddush Shonach, until Boshem Kol Machus Adayin Avoyed. Kitz himself says, when you're traveling, if you're riding in a donkey, or today the equivalent would be in a car, or even a plane, person should stand. With Tish Manasseh, he should stand. Now, obviously, if you're on a plane, it's not going to be shaykh. And especially the Kitz himself has, if a person really is pressed for time and has to go, so if he could stand for the first three brachas and the last three brachas, great. If not, he could daven when he's on the wagon and he's sitting down. And he should do the kriyas when he's sitting down. Interesting, Moshe holds when it comes to on the plane. This is very negative, of course. So many many times, depends on the airline. It also depends how a person approaches the airline. It's chavada right now. The airlines don't really have a schedule for the davening. But that's why it's so important to make sure the person's a Kiddush Hashem, not a Chil Hashem. The person has to know if you could arrange it with the stewardess to be able to daven wonderful, if it's not disturbing other people. Otherwise, according to many places, can we daven sitting down? Now, Moshe says at least it's better to sit down and not be disturbed than just because they're not going to be able to focus. But when it comes to the Kriyas, you should try to stand up in your seat. So that's the best Eitzah, and I get these shahs many times. The Kitzur himself says that it's best to daven really early, like by Lisa Shachar, which is a lot of times people ask these shahs when they're traveling, and they're, what's better? Should they daven by Alois, which is Mamish, 72 minutes or whatever exactly, depending on the Zmanim, of before sunrise? It's about 72 minutes before sunrise, so that's dawn, it's called Alois Shachar. Is it better to daven then because you'll be able to stand? Or no, better to daven later on time and in, with order, because according to the Kitzur, it's better to daven Shemanes and then say Shema afterwards. The Ma'is and Mishra says, I'm going to go to Mr. Do it while you're traveling. And that's usually what I tell people. You could be on the plane, you'll be Mamsh Momi Yushov, you'll daven on time, and usually that's a better idea. Again, be scarce a specific Shaila. And if a person is embarrassed to wear Twilin, you put a Twilin later afterwards when you land. Minchas, the Kitzur says, if you mamish press for time, you should daven a half an hour after Chatzis, which we'll discuss the whole timing of Mincha. Then the Kitzur discusses different shaylas already discussed. Like, for example, how far can you go? Can you be lean? How far do you have to go in order to get water? All these interesting shaylas that we already discussed, some of them. And if a person ate on the way and he was walking, he's allowed to actually bench while he's walking. Why? Because he won't be Meyusha. It's the same concept. You know, sometimes when a person has to stop, he's not going to be able to. Sometimes it's so much easier to focus in the car because you're traveling and you have all the time in the world. They say that on the Muncie Trails, the famous minion, some people have the best davening. Why? Because even though maybe you could say it's on the bus and you can't focus, but no, they have all the time in the world because they have no place to go. So it's an interesting concept. Also, the Kitzur continues, when it comes to people that are traveling and they end up in like a house of a non-Jew, meaning an idol worshiper, Oyvid Kochavim, they don't bench with Zimun. Why not? Because it's not considered a kvius. Now, if they work over themselves together, the Kitzur says you shouldn't be mavata the Zimun. I don't want to say Arach when you want to bless the idol worshiper. So you say an interesting lashon, Yishlach lan bochum rubem mokum alichoseinu, uvem mokum yeshivaseinu adoidam. Basically, he should give us bracha where we're walking and where we're settling. And then he says, if you're eating from a person anyway, let's say a person's paying for the food, then you can say, it's going on the person that owns there that's paying for the meal. A lot of times it happens, by the way, you could be in a place and the person paid for the meal. So when you say, when you're saying, really, you're referring to the guy that paid for the meal. Kitta now discusses another important thing that comes up many times with people traveling Erev Shabbos. So he says, don't travel three parsos. Now, three parsos is quite a distance. Three parsos, the way that we said, 72-minute distance. That means 4 mil, so about 2.5 miles. You shouldn't distance yourself three times that, so it's about 7.5 miles away. Now, again, it could be that if you go based on time between you and the house, why? Because you have to give ample amount of time to prepare yourself for Shabbos. So it's hard to really give an assessment today. I tell people usually is that you should double the time at least on ways. And it's not so much negev because people have food usually, but it's negev to the fact that Chas v'Shalom so many times. The mom just passed Friday. Someone called me with, of course, going up to the mountains, not enough time. Person should be careful, double up the amount of time so you don't have to come into Chil Shabbos and Shilas of you riding a Tesla, and if it's not, there's only the Rabbanan, and to get an Uber, all these interesting Shilas, which a person should ask a Shila when it's Nagala Mai, but hopefully it shouldn't be Nagala Mai. Okay, next. When it comes to someone that ends up Shabbos Kodesh in a hotel, he has money. So if you could deposit, obviously, or hide it in the safe, of course, that's the best way to do it. Sometimes a person's stuck, your mom's just worried, and he wants to keep it in his pocket, so he's worried it's going to be stolen, so he should sew it into his garment. I don't know, guy has time to sew it into his garment, but that would be the case. The point is, if you put it in a way where it's not mom's no more way of carrying it, there's more room to be lenient. Interesting. But obviously, he really shouldn't go out of the building, etc., because then Shai's of tilt of Hoitzah, and but then it gets an interesting thing. If they're going to notice that you're never leaving the house, you could go out because it's not the normal way of carrying. But if it's in your pocket, it's much worse than the kid that says it's awesome. So this is also in the famous shayas that people end up finding a check in their pocket or $100 bill, what to do. So that's an example also. Is it considered tilt of a gufa? If you kick it, you could kick mukta. So you could kick it to a place of safety, maybe hide it. That's usually the best idea. And we're starting Siman Samech Tes, the laws of Tfilis Mincha. Rabbi Chelboi. Kitzur starts over the Gemara. Rabbi Chelboi says, name Rav Huna. Lo'ilam Yizor Adam Tfilis Mincha, Shrei Lo'inan Aliyah, Tfilis Mincha, means Eliyahu Navi. Was the answer specifically during the Mincha time of the famous war against, battle against the Baal. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayi Ba'alois HaMincha. Now, the reason why Tfilas Mincha is so important is because Tfilas Shachar has a specific time, meaning Shachar is a specific time when you get up. And so it's before you're busy with your business. And Tfilas Arvis is at night. Everyone knows when to daven, when you basically finish your business. Tfilas Mincha is very difficult. You're in the middle of the business, the middle of a deal, and you stop. And that's where the reward is also so great. You see power. When something is difficult, it also means you can get much more opportunity and much more reward.